If you're looking for some great movie recommendations this weekend, something to watch at home, streaming, or some new music for your ears as you jut about your day, well, Wayne has got you covered. It's 4 reviews, 2 minutes each of the best in entertainment, and we've got the man on the line right now. Wayne, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Jack. I'm currently standing outside, and it's a beautiful Sydney day, so yeah, life's good.
Yeah, it started out a little bit foggy this morning, but it looks like it's cleared up, and it's quite sunshine and beautiful spring day.
Yeah, no, really good day.
Beautiful. Well, Wayne, the weekend is coming up. There's some movies that I'm sure are out, and maybe some TV shows for those who want to stay at home. Have you got any recommendations for us this week?
I sure have. And I'm going to switch things up a little bit. I'm going to start off with a TV show because this one is so good that I think it deserves top billing. I'm talking about season 2 of Andor. Easily will be my top 5 TV shows of the year. If you're not familiar with this, this is a Star Wars production, but it's unlike any other. It's gritty, it's political, it's tense, it's so well written. Season 1 basically sets the story off. If you're not familiar with it, it's a prequel to Rogue One, which is basically the story of the Rebel Alliance trying to find out the plans for the Death Star, which then leads into the original Star Wars films. So what the creators here have done is created a story about Cassian Andor, one of the main characters in Rogue One, and built his backstory, how he came to be part of the Rebel Alliance, a reluctant member at first, but gets totally into it. So season 2 picks up the story where we see the Empire's in full effect. They're close to finishing the Death Star, and the Rebel Alliance is just getting off the ground. And the show is, as I said, so well written and acted. It's very political. There's some really great scenes of rebellions being squashed by the evil Empire, and has a lot of parallels to some of the things that are happening on Earth today. So it's just really great. Still has a lot of the great bells and whistles of Star Wars shows. There's not much of the Force in here, but you still get a lot of the Empire and the Rebels and a lot of spies and who's on whose side. Said really well acted. Diego Luna, who played Andor in the film Rogue One, obviously he's back for both seasons as Andor. Also got Adria Ajona, Stellan Skarsgård, Genevieve O'Reilly, Denise Goff, and Ben Mendelsohn, who is in Rogue One, and he appears as a pretty evil character inside the Empire in season 2. This will be the second and final season because it basically completes the story, because it basically finishes where Rogue One will start. So highly recommend this show. It's just really great TV drama.
I've heard nothing but good things about Andor, Wayne. So, yeah, I imagine that is right on the money. People are loving this show. So, yeah, people should definitely get on it. If you've got Disney Plus, give it a watch.
Absolutely. It's really... And I should mention, sorry, it's on Disney Plus because Disney own the entire Star Wars brand.
They do.
So if you... So you need Disney Plus to watch Andor, but it is definitely worth it just for Andor alone.
Brilliant. All right. We're starting out with a TV show, a little bit different.
Yep.
What else have we got this week?
Well, let's go with a movie. But one little slight twist, this is actually coming to TV soon. It's a film called A House of Dynamite. It's a Netflix production, but they've got some big films in the later part of the year that are getting limited cinema release, I think, to qualify for the Oscars. But this will be coming to Netflix in about 2 weeks. So A House of Dynamite is the new film from Kathryn Bigelow, the veteran filmmaker who was the first woman director to win an Oscar for The Hurt Locker. She also made a film like Zero Dark Thirty. So she's a great director and great at making films that are tense and tightly constructed. And A House of Dynamite definitely is. It's the biggest what if a ballistic missile was heading to the US and they couldn't do anything about it. In this case, it's a heading straight for Chicago, which could conceivably kill 10 million people. And the film is sort of split into 3 different stories from different perspectives of them trying to figure out what they can do to stop it. We have the White House Situation Room. Then we also have the Strategic Command, which the military run in a bunker in Nebraska. And finally, we have it from the president's perspective. And he's at a basketball tournament when he finds out and he has to switch into emergency mode and figure out what to do. Basically, the missile was undetected, and then they tried various ways of seeing they could intercept it, which become futile. So the last 10 to 15 minutes of each story is them just basically going into full panic mode, trying to think about anything they can possibly do to stop this absolute catastrophe. So it's a very tense film. I went and saw it at the cinema on the weekend, and it's still showing in limited release now. So it's, I think it's worth watching when you come to Netflix. But if you can get to the cinema this week, I'd definitely recommend A House of Dynamite. And as I said, this one also has a great cast. We have Rebecca Ferguson, Idris Elba, Jared Harris, Tracy Letts, and many other really great actors. So, yeah, really enjoyed this one. It's a tense thrill ride for sure.
Never heard of House of Dynamite, but it sounds like a dynamite show. It sounds like it's combustible. So I'll keep a lookout for
it
that.
It could
one,
blow right? up this film.
It could blow up. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy going there.
We've got Andor. We've got House of Dynamite. Have you got on the show or film for us?
Yeah, I've got a TV show. This is on the Apple service. It's called Disclaimer. This is a really, really interesting show. I don't think it's like one of those shows that's got a high concept and maybe it doesn't all gel together, but I think it's a really interesting show. What pulled me in was it's based on a novel, but it's written and directed by Alfonso Cuarón, the great Mexican director, famous for films like Gravity and Roma, amongst many others. Yeah, so he's got a high, obviously high body of work. And this one's an interesting one that he's sort of a passion project that Apple took on. And it's got a great cast as well. It's basically about this documentary journalist called Catherine who lives in London. And it's basically about some secrets from her past that come up because there was a death and a holiday in Italy 20 years previously. And the father of the young lad who lost his life has written a novel, but it's sort of pretty much centres around Catherine. When she finds out the novel's coming out, it not only awakens some dark secrets from her past, but anyway, she can actually try and stop the novel coming out. But it's one of those interesting shows where you're never not quite sure where the truth is. And obviously, I won't reveal what the truth is, but as it goes along towards the last episode, you find out that all is not as it seems. So this is one of those, I guess, a bit of a what if, but on a highly personal level. And the other thing that drew me in, it stars the incredible Cate Blanchett. She was nominated for an Emmy for this role as Catherine, and also have Kevin Kline, Sacha Baron Cohen, and Leslie Manville. So it's quite an interesting and eclectic cast. As I said, maybe it doesn't all work together, but it certainly has the Cuarón style and a great cast and is worth watching. And I think it's only 7 episodes, so it's not like a huge commitment if you want to give Disclaimer a go, and that's on Apple TV.
Excellent. From such a powerful director, that's a very enticing watch. So I'll keep that on my radar too, Wayne.
Definitely.
We've got some film. We've got some TV. Now we need a bit of music. What have you got for us?
Yeah, well, I've got a wonderful album coming out a couple of weeks ago. It's been a good rush as we hit October, some really good late year records. And I'm really here to recommend the latest from one of my favourite singers in the world, Nico Case. Her latest album is called Neon Grey, Midnight Green. It's her 8th album, but it's the first in 7 years, so first since 2018. And it's a beautiful album. I think she is easily one of the greatest singers on earth, just an incredible vocalist. And this album is another great one. She brought out a memoir earlier this year, which I picked up recently, so I haven't read it, but I'm looking forward to reading her memoir. She's a highly intelligent and committed person in real life, and as I said, a great singer. As I said, brought out a memoir, so it's quite a reflective album. It looks back a lot on her life. I guess she's in her 50s now. She's seen a lot, gone through a lot. This one was the first album that's entirely self-produced, and it's also recorded live with a full band, and they also used a 20-piece orchestra. So it's an ambitious album, and it's just really wonderful. You haven't heard Nico Case before, then you're in for a treat because her vocals are always outstanding. So really loving the new album. It's actually also the album title comes from the meaning for these slate-covered clouds and conifer forests that meet together on the skyline of the Pacific Northwest. So it's a beautiful image, and it's one to sink into if you enjoy the focal talents of Nikko Case.
That's an absolutely amazing endorsement for this latest album by Nikko Case, and we'll definitely need to get a sample. Wayne, what track should we play?
Yeah, well, let's go with Wreck. This was the first single to be released off the album. It's track 3. Just a beautiful song. 3 minutes, perfectly constructed song. I love this song. It's one of my favourite songs of the year. So let's go with Wreck by Nikko Case.
Brilliant. We're going to play that right now. Wayne, thanks so much for another 4x2. We're looking forward to seeing you next week again for even more recommendations.
Sounds great, Jack, and have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Wayne.
See ya.
That was Wayne Massingham for Wayne's 4x2. To hear more from Wayne, just search Wayne on the 2SER website.